Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sundays with Sutrita here on Sunday, the 30th of October, 2016. Welcome, everyone who's joining for the first time, and those of you who have been joining this program week to week, month to month, and year to year for the past few years. It's always a pleasure to be offering this free service so that people can jump on and find out what's going on at Pillai Center and AstroVet at any given point in time, and then take those teachings and put them into practice. And then it's also an opportunity to support everyone who are participating in other programs that are offered through Pillai Center or AstroVet or NADI or India trips. We're going to talk about a lot of that in the open discussion. So, what's today? Today is a new moon, and this new moon is all about bringing in the light. New moons occur every month, however, and they bring in a lot of energy for you to light up your brain so that you can dispel negative patterns of thinking or congested negative energies. Anything that has caused confusion or clouding the brain, the mind, the thinking process, or it helps you to illuminate new patterns of thinking, and those tracks will get laid down, and then you can move over to that type of thinking that will be more fulfilling, more rewarding moving forward. So every new moon, it's a little bit tricky because it's also the time of the ancestors, and the ancestors are looking to spiritual people or people who are on the spiritual path, especially because we have a certain knowledge that can be shared with them, in the sense that we will be propitiating them. We'll be thinking about our ancestors. We'll be asking the divine to bless them so that they can cross over into realms that are going to be less frightening or less suffering as their soul is evolving. And then once that happens, they'll be so happy and they'll want to bless you automatically. It will be just a gift. Thank you so much for helping me, and here's your gift. Because see, they're in the spirit body. So it's easier for them to give blessings and help to you to manifest things that are out of your reach. So it's important that we get our karma taken care of that is not serving our highest and best. And we'll talk about that, because it's also a great time to bust karma on a new moon. And we call on Lord Shiva or Lord Hanuman and Lord Hanuman. And those are two very powerful archetypes or energies that we can connect to and raise our consciousness to that level. See, all these archetypes, they are part of us, but they vibrate at different frequencies, at different levels. So to get to the highest, you've got to raise your vibration. And so when we are doing our practices every day, we're building and building and building upon that energy field. And then that is helping us to give us the momentum or the vitality or willpower to do whatever it is that we need to do here on the earth plane. It can also accelerate things, so make it to go faster. And even though time is just ticking by second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, decade by decade. That's how time goes, right? We just go, and we get up in the morning, and we do our stuff, and then we go to bed, and another day has gone by. So we want to, within that chronological account of how time passes, it's a no-brainer, we all do it automatically, whether we're paying attention to it or not. But there's energies, or shakti, they call it in Sanskrit. And it means that you have the power and intelligence to access something higher than your everyday average thinking of how you're just going to get through the day once you get off the bed in the morning. So these archetypes are available, and we have to raise our vibration. And how we can do that is through the support of our ancestors, first and foremost. We should be getting off the bed, and we'll call on Ganesha, as we always do. He's the elephant-headed being who has a pot belly and he rides a mouse, and he is the one who governs or creates the awareness of obstacles. And he will put them in our way, so we will bang up against them, and then we will do something about it. And if we can't do something about it with our own limited human consciousness and efforts and willpower, then we call on him and he just does it ahead of time, which is much easier, right? That's a faster and more efficient way of dealing with things. Yes, it has a little bit to do with faith, but faith really is just being really positive. It's like, I am totally counting on you, Ganesha. You have to just move this Kundalini energy at the base of my spine and push it through my whole chakra system, bring it into my brain, help me to think high thoughts or more higher vibrating thoughts, be optimistic, positive, and then reach for the stars, so to speak. And then when we reach for those higher vibrating energies, then we will be able to do things much quicker. And that's where miracles come in. Miracles are those things that we prepare for, and then we want to have that consciousness in every single moment of every single day. But then that takes time for us to cultivate that consciousness. And so as humans, with so much effort, struggle. And at first it is. You know, you got to do some mantra practice. You got to clear your brain. You got to connect with the divine beings. And then they, once you do, then they become like your best friend. And so then those BFFs, they will make sure that you are getting what you need. They will help you over hurdles. They will help you to manifest money miracles. They will help you to manifest health miracles. They will help you to manifest, you know, job or career or relationship miracles, where you can either attract a relationship if that's something that you want to do, or you can heal relationships. And so many of us have tried and 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 tried some more. And it's a trial and error, isn't it? And the process is like, oh man, 5 steps ahead, 4 steps behind, or 5 steps ahead, 10 steps behind. You know, we have a karma with relationship with others. That's why we have these relationships in our life, because we've had probably lifetimes with these souls, this soul group, and this soul group has said, hey, we're going to try one more time. We're going to come to the earth plane and we're going to try it out again. And so that's why we want to propitiate the ancestors. So because we have a, you know, we have a tie to them, genetically speaking. And then we also are bound to one another, the descendants on the earth plane that we're related to in a biological sense. But then we also have spiritual ancestors, and we also have spiritual descendants. So we can have a spiritual family, not just on the spiritual path. It's in our life. They don't necessarily have to follow our spiritual path. They can just be our co-workers, our customers, our bosses, our colleagues, our, you know, anyone we're socializing with, our friends, our relatives, you know, people we relate to on a day-to-day basis. And they can, our neighbors, we might have neighbors who are just like, oh my God, help me. You know, and we do. We call on God and goddesses and archetypes to help us. But if we call on the ancestors, they might be the ones that are showing up to teach us, okay, here's where you messed up. So just propitiate us. Just pay attention to us on the new moon, every new moon. And then pray to Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is the one who, he's at the top. And he's like the, you know, the CEO of the world and the universe. Well, maybe even beyond the CEO. But anyways, it's pretty high up there. And so how do we get to those heavens? Like, I'm here way down on the earth plane. How do I get billions of miles away and light years away? And that's the beauty of being with the spiritual master, is that he will tell you when to do stuff, when to make contact, so that you don't have to be like an astronaut or, you know, someone who works with space on the earth plane. So you can just do the mantra, and that being will wake up inside of each and every one of us. So the being is like how we are being. We're a human being, and then we are a certain way. And we can say, oh, I didn't mean to be that way when I said that or when I did this. I didn't mean to do that or say this or say that. And I did mean this or I did mean that. So when you're being something, then you want to check in that moment. If it's not working for you, then that's a moment that you could call on these archetypes and just say, please be here, because my way of being is so limited. So calling on Lord Shiva will really remove all the mistakes of the past that are showing up right now in that moment, and then bring in a new energy. And it can happen instantaneously. So if you've been feeling like there's a little bit of congested energies, we've also had Diwali, which is, they celebrate it for about 3 or 4 days in India. Today is the final day. The actual new moon is the day. But depending on where you are in the world, just check the Panchang on Astrabed. I believe it's ending pretty soon, at least here in the East, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's the time where a lot of light is bombarding our brain. And it's trying to bring in the intelligence to have abundance in life and to have money miracles. But it's also a time where the ancestors, you can ask the ancestors, listen, there are ancestors out there. I know you're not all here out to get me. There are ancestors that are very saintly. There are ancestors who have been incredible business people or held high positions on some point in their journey, and they are sharing our genes. So ask yourself to get the blessings from those ancestors to wake that up inside of you. So that's why the light bombards us and it hits our DNA and says, hey, wake up. You can get the blessings of your ancestors and then get more abundance in your life, more prosperity, everything that represents happiness on the earth plane, because they want to actually act through each and every one of us to experience maybe as a surrogate or on some level, you know, the blessings of the blessings of being on the earth plane and enjoying the comforts of the earth plane that they maybe were enjoying, but they couldn't, you know, continue because they had to, that was the end of the life. But there were some things that they still wanted to do, so they can live that through you. So pray to the ancestors, pray to the goddess Lakshmi, because she will give you that intelligence. And when you use the sound Shreem Brzee, which are the power sounds or mantras that carry the highest vibration to access Lakshmi consciousness within each and every one of us. And that is then, those two sounds will also give us the ability to know which direction to go to achieve the goal that we want to achieve, whether that's a financial gain, a job or a career, or relationship or health or anything that represents prosperity, abundance, happiness in life is Lakshmi. She's beauty, she's luxury, she brings comforts and joy and happiness. So when you don't aren't if you're looking in a direction every day you wake up and you're in panic, or you look around you and you go, oh my God, I can't stand this place that I'm in. My consciousness is vibrating so low. Or I have all this beauty around me and I don't appreciate it because for whatever reason. Maybe I'm sick, or maybe I don't have great relationships, or maybe I don't ha I have troubles at work, or maybe I have I'm lacking in some area of the life, and so you can have this beauty around you, but you won't even notice it because you'll be disturbed in your mind or in your body or in whatever it is that you do every day. So you want to have Lakshmi consciousness, and this is the time of the year to get that light into you so that it bombards the brain. So some people might have felt like a lot of joy coming in and a lot of energy coming in. Some might feel, the opposite, where you go into, okay, yeah, well, Lakshmi consciousness, that's really fine and everything, but why don't I feel so joyous and happy and all the rest? Because there is a karma in the way, right? So this is a good time to go deep inside in your meditation. Spend the time in your meditations to and in your spiritual practices, and then go and get some services done on your behalf that you cannot do on your own. It's not enough to do your tarpanam on your own, let's say. You're not getting the results. You're doing your daily tarpanam. Or let's say there's, you haven't had a financial breakthrough. Then you got to call on support. Just like you would if you are feeling you have some illness and then you don't feel well and you, okay, I'll go to my doctor. And then the doctor will give you some guidance, and then that's not enough. And then you'll go to a specialist, and then that might not be enough. You might have to have surgery or go to a natural, some other doctor or specialist. So you'll keep going until that issue gets resolved. So you can do that, but also we've got to do it on our spiritual path because we are living the 200% life, as Dr. Ply says. 100% of your energy and intelligence has to come from the divine, and 100% has to come from your efforts here on the earth plane to make those things that you want to happen to materialize, to make it matter to you. So you put your mind on it, and then you make it matter. If you put your mind on negativity, then that's what matters to you. If you put your mind on what you don't have, then you will have that always in going through your mind. And that will matter to you. And you will say, oh, no, I don't want that at all. But then you have to check your thoughts every day and every moment. And that's like too much work. If you ask me, it's too much work. It makes you to go a little crazy, You get so confused and you just want to throw it all out the window and start all over. And the new moon is a really good time to do that because you can. You can just say, I just stop this vicious cycle. I don't even know where it started. I don't really care anymore because I don't have too much time left in my life to try to figure all this out up until this point. So I'm going to throw it all out, this way of thinking, and I'm going to just dive into my spiritual practices. I'm going to get support if it's available, and that is through either Astrovid or Palai Center. Supply center programs. The Miracle School is a fabulous school. It's so reasonably priced. I was just speaking with Jay Rada yesterday and I said, I can't believe that Dr. Palai is offering this to everyone because it's so reasonably priced and it's for a whole year. Every month, you're going to get teachings from the archetype of the month. You're going to get support calls from the teacher, who I believe is going to be Jerada, and possibly Lalita. She will do the astrological calls, and then there will be you can have your name and star, your birth star and your name put into special services. And I was looking at I said to Jira, I'm looking at Astrobed. I'm looking at the warrior, sorry, the Enlightened Warrior program last year. It's on sale, and even that is more expensive than Miracle School. And, you know, of course, we both know we've been around for years and years with Babaji, or with Dr. Pillai, and who's also known as Babaji. And he really wants people to get into a structured program, and he wants them to experience miracles. And regardless if you're in other programs or not, this is a really good way to get every month you're just in tune with the changing of the archetypes that are going to be propitiated, and you don't have to really worry about, okay, which one should I choose from Astrovet, which one should I choose from, you know, the other offerings. So it's not that you don't go and do those Elite Plus programs that I do to Astrovet all the time. I do them because I know over 20 years these services that are done on my behalf and done in power spots that I know how much it takes to just get to a power spot, even if you are in India. It's really a lot of effort. And these priests and the Vedic specialists and then all the offerings that are done, and they're done at specific times, and they're done in all conditions, all weather conditions. So we're really blessed to be able to have that done on our behalf, and we don't have to, leave our home, the comforts of our home. You know, we can tune in and then get the blessings. And even if we aren't tuning in because we're working or we've got our obligations with our family that we have to fulfill, our responsibilities and so on, we can feel that energy coming in and go through the waves as they're invoking the deity, and then it's coming in and getting activated inside of us. So I'm not discouraging anyone from doing the Astrovid or Pillai Center offerings, but the Miracle School, if anyone hasn't participated in one of the months yet, well, the first month just went by, and that was propitiating the goddesses, starting with Navaratri and then ending with Diwali, Lakshmi. And then now Skanda Shasti, we're going to have a meditation today with Lord Murugan. Skanda Shasti is a 6-day or 6-night ritual or ceremony or festival, all known as the Saints. It has it happens every year at this time. And as we mentioned during the 9 Nights of the Goddess, that this is a kind of a dark time of the year. And it makes sense because here in the Eastern Daylight Time or Pacific Daylight Time in North America, we have autumn, fall. It's a really obvious change in the season. It goes from summer, which is pretty warm and hot, and then goes into cooler weather where the leaves are falling off the trees, and then we're having snow. We had snow the other day here in Toronto. It's like, oh, already it's winter. We're not even through autumn yet. But then it didn't snow after that so far. But anyways, so it's a time also when sun is it's at its most debilitated position in the chart. As we heard from Radha, our Vedic astrologer, she shared that sun is moving through Libra. And it means that the sun is closer to us. It doesn't mean that it's going to be warmer, but it is closer in the sense that the sun represents the soul. So we can access our soul's energy that much stronger. So we can go more internally. And so we won't want to be running outside because it's not so warm out, right? And we can see there's a change. And the change of the season also affects our pituitary, our pineal gland, because it detects seasonal variations in nature so that you know automatically you're not just going to run outside with your shorts on like you were a month ago. So when it was summertime and hot and sunny. you go, oh, yeah, I gotta go outside, and I feel a little bit cool when I wake up. So everything will be activated automatically, this change in the season. So Muruga is also kind of like that. He is the one who helps us to enlighten ourselves. He helps us to become strong, protected, dissipate any negative forces that are coming at us out of the dark. It's a darker time. So, or it's a change in season, you can say. And they're also actually dark energies. Dark meaning not evil so much. Well, maybe there might be for some people who have curses following them. And I know that very near and dear. And there's a way to get rid of that. So we can, Muruga is one to help to dispel evil eye, to dispel curses or people talking about you and sending psychic attack thoughts. And even if they are, loved ones who are so worried about you or so concerned about you, all that negativity is coming on. You're thinking, well, why are you even worrying about me? Please don't worry. That's actually causing more negative energy on me. And those people who are worried about other people, don't do that. Stop doing that. Because whatever you put out, concern or not, that energy is going and polluting that person. So it's not to say that you can't care or you can't put attention to that person in your life who is maybe going through a hard time. We do is, as Dr. Ply says, when you care about someone, or you care about yourself, or care about something, your job, whatever it is that you're doing, you care, you put attention to it. So if you put the negative attention to it, chances are it's not going to be favorable. The moment you put prayer or positivity or faith or an archetype or a mantra or a meditation or some sort of service, spiritual service that can help that person's soul, then you're getting out of the way. You're filtering your worry, your anxiety about them. And then you're really caring because you care, meaning you put attention on the divine, and the divine says, oh, thanks, I have a job now. Why did it take you so long? So, or we say, why did it take me so long to figure it out? That's how I have to think. So Dr. Ply's teachings are all about think and manifest. Boom, boom. Just think the right thoughts in the right time. Activate, get the right support from these higher dimensional beings, these divine beings who live in different realms, vibrate at different frequencies, meaning that they have different intelligence. And this intelligence can help you. So in this case, we are going to bring in abundance. We're going to bring a lot of light to enjoy life. And we're also going to bring in some spiritual warrior energy in these next 6 nights. And the spiritual warrior isn't like necessarily, I'm not going to say it isn't for everyone. There were times throughout the 20 years that I've been practicing, getting to know Lord Muruga. And it was a battle for a lot. I don't know what it's going to be this year. Last year was pretty nice, though. That was the first time. So I'm hoping that this 6 nights is going to be good, too. However, we'll see what the divine has in store. So we can't really we can't really say, okay, well, I'm going to have this experience. We have to make our best effort. We have to put forward. But our karmas can kind of be tricky or complex. And then we have to kind of live some of them out a little bit, but just touching it so we have karma light touch karma, instead of it being fully planted and we're doing it. And, oh my God, how do I get out of this? So Muruga's energy will help to dispel karma. It will help to bring in that spiritual warrior energy where it doesn't have to really battle the dark forces, but it helps us to see the dark forces and meaning what's behind what the light. You know, it's kind of like when the sun is shining and you're looking in the sky, and it's beaming all over, and you bring your look of what your gaze away, and then for a moment or two, you have to blink your eyes a bit, right, to adjust to your surroundings again, because it's kind of gone all blank or dark. You know, it's gone to, you can't see. It's not visible. So those forces that are hidden, maybe that's a better word, hidden, they can be disturbing forces. And they're hidden for that reason, because if we could see them, we would run away or, you know, do something to blow them up or something. I don't know. So that's what the third eye can do, is see those forces or sense them or hear them. You know, we become more acute in our senses. So we become extra sensory in a way, more clairaudient, clairvoyant. You know, clairaudiences, you could hear subtleties. You can hear what's being said behind the words of people's mouths moving and words coming out. And you don't necessarily have to be with them, but you hear something else behind that. Or you get a sense that that's not in alignment with the truth that you know it to be at this point in time. Not to say there isn't truth to whatever they have to say, it's just not, you're not resonating with that. So if you're not resonating with that, Lord Muruga will say, exit stage left. You don't have to participate in this karma. Get out. Two words, get out. Run away, another two words. Or be very quiet and bring in Lord Muruga's energy, and Lord Muruga will do what he needs to do if you can't run or exit. So, you know, bring in Lord Muruga's energy to help you to be more clairvoyant, clairaudient. Clairvoyant, voyant means to see, comes from view, to see. So it helps you to see beyond what the physical eyes can see. And again, can be you might be talking to someone face to face, and they're saying stuff, and they're looking at you, and they're going, "I really love you," and they're shaking their head no. So there's something, some clue there that's just not in alignment. If they were nodding their head yes, I love you, yes, and they're expressing it, and the energy is all there, you're going, I can deal with that. That's true, you know. So it will teach us the subtleties. It will teach us how to read beyond what is in front of us, or see what is at the task at hand. What we can do to make that task in our project or whatever it is, we can find the solution faster, or make things more efficient, or be troubleshooting. We won't even know that we're troubleshooting. We'll just go, hey, I never thought about this. Maybe we should do this. And it's going to be something that saves you time, money, and energy. Maybe you might throw the project away. It's like, whoa, we're just not ready to do that. So why even start? So Lord Muruga will help you to become really aware and light up your brain. He's also there's represented by six sounds, and those six sounds go into the different parts of the brain. They activate the different parts of the brain, body, and so on. And you can find out about that if you have not taken or signed up for the Enlightened Warrior program. That is something that I recommend for everyone, because everyone, let's face it, everyone wakes up every day and you have something that just isn't quite right, or you would like to get in a better rhythm. You would like to have positivity in all areas of your life. And you might have 3 out of 5, 1 out of 5, 0 out of 5, 5 out of 5 is rare to go on and on and on. Maybe one day you feel like, oh my God, everything in my life is going great. And then the next day, something happened. So you can call on Lord Muruga, and he will help to bring you that willpower, that ability to know what to do and what to say and how to be, because he will activate the whole brain. When your whole brain is functioning in a whole brain kind of way, not just right side or left side or midbrain or, you know, whatever part of the brain, in every action that you do, it will do it holistically. It will know how much energy to put in the left brain. It will know how much energy to light up the right, the frontal lobes, the back, you know, the back of the brain. It will know how much to do without you even having to think too hard. You won't even have to think too hard. You just be, and whoop, there's the answer. It's the, and then you become more third eye oriented, meaning that you are open to receive these divine energies, and that's what's going to guide you. Not that your biological eyes are going to shut down, your vision is going to shut down. You're not going to be blind, biologically speaking, or anatomically or physiologically speaking, or sensory speaking. You're going to be able to know how to do everything, and just know how everything will come to you. And not in a knowledge way where, oh my God, how is that going to happen? When's that going to happen? You won't even be having thought. So Lord Maruga will get rid of that obsessive thinking, the analyzing, give you enough analysis. It will give you enough, the ability to analyze. So you will have enough analysis going on at any given moment in time. You will be rationally irrational enough, or irrational rationally enough. You know, ration, as Dr. Pai says, comes from the word ratio. We're always trying to get into balance, aren't we? Yes, maybe, no, maybe, this, yes, that. We're constantly trying to balance between right, wrong, yes, no, all the polar opposites, good, bad, you know, and so on. Day, night, even is an opposite. So with Maruga's grace and blessings, he will help us to feel more balanced. And that's so wonderful, because as the sun is sitting in the sign of the scales, Libra is the sign of the scales, the balancing scales, it will make sense to be calling on him to get our soul, or the sun represents our soul. So we'll want the sun's energy to go inside of us and wake up our soul's consciousness so that we can feel balanced from our inner plane of existence. And you know, clean out. He'll get rid of negative forces that have bombarded us. So anything to do with, you know, hidden enemies or obvious enemies, frenemies. And love that word, frenemies. So many people say to me, oh, Sujit, I can't believe this was my friend for so many years, and now they're like, I see they've been my enemy my whole life. And I said, well, there's a couple pairs of opposites, friend and enemy, frenemy, you know. So you can see that you're out of balance with that dichotomy. You're thinking too much of one way or the other. You have way too many expectations. Ah, saying you to the other person, or you to you out there who's listening, myself included. We all do it. We all put that balance on way to one side or the other side. You know, we go left and right. Even in our politics, it's one way or the other way, you know, and that becomes our stream of consciousness. And so how do we, you know, govern ourselves when people who are supposedly governing us to be a certain way, that kind of goes against the grain of who we are. So how do we know we can't go against the government? We have to be in alignment with that somehow. While they are in power or reigning over us or setting the rules for that length of period that they're doing that, is that we go inside and we say, okay, I get it. It's like the game of life. This is the rules for right now. There might be a game changer, But please help me to be flexible enough to adapt to whatever is going on. Hey, if I'm in alignment with whoever is ruling, cool. If not, then I got something to learn about what? How to navigate this game of life. How to go through the challenges that we decided, a bunch of us here on the earth plane, about 7 billion or so of us, we decided to all come and play on this ball. So now, right now, this ball of earth is hurling through the space, and it is going through, transiting through a star constellation called Pleiades. And as we've been talking about it over probably a long, long time, because Dr. Ply introduced us to Lord Muruga and his relationship to the Palladian energy since we've been studying with him. And he has been sharing that with the world in so many different ways, from so many different perspectives, the mythological perspective, the mystical perspective, the spiritual perspective, the ritual perspective or religious perspective. He's been from the science perspective, the medical perspective, so space, yogic, all the perspectives. We have gotten some glimpse into Lord Muruga and what is going on with the Pleiades, that relationship. And why has it taken so long? Because it has to, that consciousness has to bombard us and bombard us, and especially at this time of the year, so we can keep waking it up. If he bombarded us with all that all at once, well, I think my head would have exploded by now. My brain would have been mush. And I would have been like the burning bush, appearing and, you know, gone blind and fell over and burned to crisp. I'm just saying, that's what I feel. And it's true because, you know, most of us have been on these power trips with Dr. Ply, like the India trip that's coming up. And he takes us to these vortices and you think, oh, I'm just going to go visit this temple. It'll be really cool and find out what the history is. And you get there and you go, oh my God, I can't even ask a question. I can't even read. I can't even understand what I'm doing here. There's so much energy that you're being exposed to. And especially when you're with him, because I've been to temples where I'm not with him. When you're with him and you're in a group of people, at a particular time, which is his birthday trip. And if you go to these temples, these vortices, and you get the teachings from him in that moment, your like download of information that you can't even know what is going on with you. And it's transmitting the divinity from that temple, from those maybe siddhas, who that is their samadhi place, their place where they have decided to leave their physical body and then go into the place there, the samadhi place. And then they send those spiritual vibrations from that place into the space, into the temple. And then when people come, they pick that up instantaneously, though, even if you're not aware of it. But usually everyone is aware because they're all having these spiritual experiences and total energy, exposed to this total high energy, and you can't even say or do or anything. You can't even say, wow, this is amazing. And if you do, you're not even touching it to what it really is. You know, you're not describing it. Words can't describe, or you can't express in words that what you're going through. So that's something that we all know when we go to these spiritual vortexes, especially the ones with Lord Muruga, then we are getting the whole body is rocking and rolling. He's also the god of the third eye, so he helps to activate the third eye. And that's, you know, the pituitary, the pineal, the midbrain. That's the middle part that balances out the two sides. It blocks out the frontal lobe, meaning that rationality, that one that says this is the right path and in life, like you would do following politics. The politician that is ruling or whoever is ruling your country, they have a certain party or a certain way of looking at things, and you might not necessarily want that or understand how to follow that. Or, I don't know. It's something like, I agree, but I don't. And is this how we're going to be led? And some of the things that they need to do with the money that the people are giving them. How do I navigate and not get so emotional about it? You got to block out that frontal lobe. You got to block out the left brain and bring of those negative thoughts, and then bring in to that warrior energy into the midbrain, and it will push out energy into your left brain, your right brain, your frontal lobe, the back of your brain. It'll keep you in balance so that you know how to respond in a way that you're not going to get too drawn to either side, and you'll just navigate life accordingly to the highest or divine or truth path. There's truth to everything that everyone says, and everyone rationalizes their truth, right? And there's different takes on it, and people have different influences and so on, but then you've got to something fishy about that. But anyways, I'm not going to say anything because that's just my opinion. And I don't need to waste my opinion on anything if I'm not in a position to impact it. If I am, then I will. And I will make sure that I'm saying it in a divine way, which will be the most diplomatic way. And I will govern myself accordingly so that everyone is benefiting in that particular moment. So, Lord Maruga will teach you to be a leader in your life. He will teach you to take charge of your life. He will teach you to not be scared or stuck. He will teach you to be really courageous and brave. He will teach you, this is the battle to fight, and this is the battle that is like, nope, walk away. It's not a good strategy. So you will know, oh my God, somebody is totally, over-emotional. Right now, at this point in time, I do not have the energy to deal with this. If I did, Maruga would be pushing me over to go help that person. So he will teach you to not feel guilty either. He will make you to be more, I don't want to say self-serving or selfish, but he will teach you how to be more alert about when to go in and say something and say enough and then get out. Or when to go in and do something enough and then get out. So it's not like we were just going to ignore everything that we don't like or we're not resonating with. It's just that we'll have to do a little bit and then get away, and do a little bit and get away. And then if there are things that we're a little bit scared of, but we're just scared or excited or apprehensive, but it's going to be really good, he'll push us in like he would, just jump. And then you'll find that you've got the parachute, and you're going to land safely. Right? So you will just intuitively, your intuition will totally come up with Lord Maruga's grace and blessings. So I think we pretty much set the stage for what we want to do as far as our meditation is and where we want to pay attention in the next 6 nights and what we can do about getting extra support. Again, Miracle School, or you can, like I do, and a lot of people do, we do a lot of spiritual practices because And we invest in our spiritual practices because, first of all, it's going to help ourselves. Secondly, once we help ourselves, we'll be able to help others. And then when we start to help others, then we'll want to go bigger. So we will try to do something to uplift the consciousness of all of humanity. And how do we do that? Sitting in our home in front of our computer. This is the greatest technology. As Dr. Ply says, bringing spirituality into technology and them going hand in hand is like the divine is waking up the world in a whole new way and going across the whole world. It's not, we don't have to be limited to brick and mortar, just the building that we are in and people coming or talking or whatever, meeting. So we want to be able to say, okay, these Vedic priests, we have to support them to do what they can do for the whole world. So when people say to me, I've done so many remedies and this and that, that's true. And I hear you. I cried my eyes out many years. But I kept going and I kept doing it and kept trying and making an effort to make sense of it as I was going along, or just accept, not accept it in a way of, what else am I going to do? But it was a surrender to the divine. Okay, I'm going to do this one more time. And then that, just that one more time, the divine knows what you can take, and then he'll throw you a bone and say, here you go, so to speak. Just show me a sign that I'm on the right path, because I'm really hurting now, and I'm doing all this stuff. And then it's just kind of like that, the critical mass gets reached where you had to maybe come to a certain level where, okay, you participate in, 100 remedies or 1,000 remedies or a billion remedies or a trillion mantras, and that you couldn't do on your own, no way possible. Not, you would need lifetimes to do that. So let alone go do that and then do your life, right? All the responsibilities in life. So it's when you're participating in these services that are being offered through Astrovet or Pillai Center or through Tripura Foundation by feeding the kids and the elderly and all the programs that they have going on there. If you miss the opportunity to donate for Diwali, go do that. It's still available. It's I think the minimum is $9, and I'm not just saying go do that randomly. It's just that that's a time of the year that you can get divine blessings, and sometimes we have to be told, here, go look in this direction, you will get divine blessings. And even just the clicking of the thing that I did last night, and because I was talking about, oh my God, I haven't done it yet. Click. And just tears of just happiness and gratitude to be able to give to kids who have nothing, zero. And I'm looking around me and I have so much, because of all the grace and blessings I've received on this path with Dr. Pillai. So it's a way of giving in honor of those who don't have, and also to give, give the gift that keeps on giving. When they don't have, when they get blessings, something, they always say, I've seen these kids over the years, and they look at us and they say, thank you so much for your donations. Thank you for being here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You get so blessed by beings who have come to this earth plane in this lifetime and who are struggling like you or I could not imagine. And they are struggling for their life, for their daily sustenance. And so you do that, and it's just like, wow, that's all I had to do. So when we do these services, or when we donate towards the kids or the elderly, and through Tripura Foundation, it's already a given. That we know from Dr. Pillai's, our Pillai Center for Masterhood, we know where that money goes. It goes directly to the kids, to helping them, or to the elderly, or to any of the programs through Tripura Foundation. So that's something that people don't, they hesitate to donate in other situations. I'm not saying all, but a lot of the expense, a lot of the donations go to administration and things like that. Not that it shouldn't, it has to. Sorry, someone was calling me. So then we also, we will get the benefits if we do that on so many different levels. Now, as far as donating or, participating in services that are offered through Astro Vet Reply Center, the fire labs, the poojas that are being done in power spots, the homas, the feedings of all the different archetypes or the deities, or when you do the elephant feedings, the horse feedings, the cow feedings, pujas, all those things that are going on, they are Vedic sciences, and only the specialists can do them. If we go do it, it's like, okay, well, maybe you're just feeding an animal. You know, we can do it wholeheartedly, but there are certain qualifications. Just like you could say, well, I know how to take care of my cold or whatever it is, and then you do take care of your cold or infection and it goes away, that's fine, but what if it doesn't? Then, you know, you've only made it worse, and then you got to go and get some medicines and doctor, whatever. So the Vedic specialist will take care of your soul. It will say your name and your star, and then you participate in this for your own well-being. And then when your consciousness gets raised, you don't have to be there. But your consciousness gets raised, and then that consciousness, collectively, because if many people participate in these services, then you globally, it's opening up a huge vortex. So I never I thought about it. I had that thought. But then today it really woke up inside of me what Lord Muruga can do. If we're moving through the Pleiades in this ball of earth that we call home, and messed up as it is and beautiful as it is, there's just, we got to get in balance, and we've got to heal so many aspects of it, including the people on it. So we have to bring in the consciousness. We have to open the doors to, or portals to receive that healing energy that's coming from the Pleiades. Lord Muruga is one of the generals or leaders of the Pleiades. So his energy is going to be really bombarding our brains, whether we know it or not. Those rays of intelligence are, you can think of it as, well, they're like gamma rays or, you know, like X-rays. You don't see them, but zing, they're going through you, and then all of a sudden there's a picture taken from your inside. And they're like, whoa, how did that get through my clothes? You know, how come that can, you can see everything inside of me in a click? You know, that's how fast it is. So we're being bombarded by all these rays, microwaves and radio waves and, you know, TV waves and all the waves of electrical, thermodynamic waves. Those are all, we're all being bombarded by all of that. You know, cell phone waves, everybody's into, oh my God, we're going to get cancer from cell phone waves, whatever. So we need healing energy to clean up that space. We need the space energy that has technology to clean up the waves that are going on here through the air and the space around us. We're not, we're subjected to it all the time. Even if we are in nature, we are still part of this earth plane, and then we're getting exposed to it. Can be a little less in some places, can be a lot more in other places. So how do we come into balance? Pleiades will do that. The Pleiades are doing it. And there's a mythology behind the Palladians, and there's a mythology behind Lord Muruga. There's astrology behind it. There's, star energy around it. There's the astronomy. There's all kinds of scientific analysis that can justify or quantify or rationalize what's going on. But how many of us can think about all that? We can't. It's way too heavy. Too much time and energy. I just want the results. So just let me, just, you know, make me aware that that's what I'm going to do for the next 6 days. I'm going to be open to the possibility that the download is going to come, or I'm going to be exposed to it. All this energy is going to be going through me. It's going to clean out my chakras. And we'll do that in our meditation. It's going to clean out my brain, and it's going to bring in healthy thoughts at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul. It's going to empower me to have more willpower, not ego willpower, divine willpower. If the divine has something in store for me, do it, please, because I have been banging my head against the wall, having my own little battle. So he will take out that negative pattern. So you stop banging your head against the wall and just pay attention. And then in 6 days, you will experience a whole new you. And then those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. We'll see you next time, and have a great Skanda Shasti. Read all about it on Astrovet or Fly Center or the blogs, the blog posts here that Radha will put up for us, and then Yagna will write up the experience we had today. Those of you who are going to stay, then we'll open the line for some questions about the process or shared experiences, whatever you'd like. All you need to do is press star 6. Oops, I gotta put us on proper mode. So what you can do is just press star 6, and then the line is open and you can share your experience if you'd like. Or ask a question. Does anybody want to just press star 6 to let me know that the line is open and technically we're connected? Anyone there that wants to say hello, share an experience?
Hi, Sucharita. This is Janice.
Hi. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I'm just sharing.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well, and I'm only, you know, I know I just shared yesterday in the mystery school, but since no one else is saying anything, I'll just start the ball rolling. I don't have too much to say. What came up for me and what I appreciate, well, I appreciated everything. I'm not really totally at this point connected too much to Maruga. While you were doing it, I was looking for my bell. I couldn't find it. I was hoping to hold on to that while we did the meditation. But I know it's around somewhere because I used it for, you know, that other ceremony with the lines recently. So I'm sure it'll turn up. But what I wanted to share was I just appreciate you saying about Lakshmi sitting on the pink lotus, because I just recently participated in a bringing in divine government with another, spiritual leader. Probably some people know her, Patricia Cota Robles. I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and she said that there is a pink lotus that is connecting DC, New York, and I think it was Philadelphia. So it just, when you said that about Lakshmi and bringing in the all of the gold and the wealth, it just reminded me of that. And to, especially with a lot going on, you know, with elections, just to remind me of that beautiful image of the pink lotus. And, you know, imagine it here in the area that I am, was just a nice reminder for me. So I think that's all that I was going to share. And, you know, thank you so much. As always, I really appreciate this forum. And I'll just mute myself.
Oh, fantastic. My mute button was getting stuck, which probably was a good thing. Stay muted. So thanks so much for sharing, Janice, and always thanks for sharing in the other programs as well, Miracle School. Oh, my goodness, I always get them mixed up. They're so fabulous. I think it was the Mystery School that you were on yesterday sharing, and it was a powerful sharing of your experience. And today as well, reminding us that about the Pink Lotus, and that's what we're, if that message is coming through, then we have to trust that is a sign or a symbol or something we can grab onto or relate to or be in alignment with. Even if we don't understand it fully or we can't even imagine or comprehend what it means or, you know, just grab onto it because it's the divine showing us a sign. So if you're resonating with Lakshmi, even though it's a time for Lord Muruga, maybe you couldn't find your veil because, hey, it's more important that you align with Lakshmi's energy. And Lord Muruga, that's his gift, to show you where he points to you what you need to do. So these divine archetypes will wake up inside of us when we are ready to receive. It's like the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And when the teacher is ready, the student appears. And that means that they are in alignment with each other's intelligence or the lesson that needs to be revealed or the message and so on. So as much as we think we're in control and we should be doing this and that and the other thing, because this is the time, the message can be, it can be the time, but the message can be, go access Lakshmi. And so follow that message, follow that inner knowing, and just resonate with that. You can do the Skanda Shakti rituals or participate in them by proxy. Again, you can do that. You can get your veil and it's a copper sphere, for those of you who don't know what it is. If you have not yet gotten one, I highly recommend it, or several of them. You can put them everywhere. In your purse, it will help you to, or your wallet, it will help you to dispel debt. It will help you to, when you're carrying it with you all the time, which we do with our purses or our wallets, we keep that really sacred, right? We don't want to ever lose that. So that becomes a part of us. So the veil, when you put it there, then you're holding on to that veil and it's protecting you from enemies, diseases, deaths, litigations that you might think, I'm not going through a lawsuit. What do I care about that? You might. The divine is saying, hey, if you're attracted on some mustard seed level, tiny as a mustard seed, that clue is coming to you, then don't let the seed grow into a big tree or bush or a field of it. It's the divine saying, hey, get it now. Get taken care of now so it doesn't grow into something that just gets out of control. because we never know when the karma is going to come. And here's another thing. Just because we think that we have our karma under control, other karma can jump on us from someone else or somewhere else. So that's how it gets complicated. Not that I want to freak everyone out, because it certainly freaks me out. Not so much anymore, because I understand all we can do is we can take care of ourselves, and then these divine archetypes are big as the universe. So that's what I always yell in some of my prayers. I'm very respectful, and, you know, I cherish every teaching that I've been ever given. But like Osho, or say, for example, Yogananda, even Babaji, Dr. Pillai, they will get really animated in their prayers. Come on! This is out of control. We need your help, God. You know, this is no joke. Or, you know, there are times where we can be playful with them. And say, come on, Lord Muruga, I'm just this little kid in the universe, a speck of your divine intelligence. You have way more and you're part of me. You activate my chakras and you rock my brain. And you bombard it now as I'm going through the Pleiades with this healing energy and this intelligence to do everything. But I don't know how to navigate these hardships, these challenges. So you do it, and do it pretty quietly, because if there has to be a battle going on, can you just do it behind the scenes so that I'm not going to suffer on any level? So it can be like that too, where you might, I don't really connect with Lord Muruga, but then he will show you, hey, go over here, play with Lakshmi, she's happy. She's a lot easier to manage. I'll go take care of the battlefield. You just go and take care of your happiness and you focus on that and bring in that light and then connect with other people, you know, around the world or in power spots. These are power spots, D.C., New York, Philly. Oh my God, that's where it all began, right? In a sense of how the country is power spots are, especially at this time when it's a very volatile time for America, not even just for the U.S., it's for everyone. It is it going to impact everyone? It is impacting everyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, you try to run away that you can't run, because that energy is going to be coming in. But trust that the archetypes are going to intervene. If you watch the astrologers on the YouTube, they're all predicting that there's going to be some secret that will get revealed. Does that mean scandal? Yeah, on the gross level, obviously, they're doing it. And so what? You know, we were, as a human race, we're not buying that anymore. There has to be some other secret behind the secret society as we know it. So these are the divine, the people who are leading from behind the scenes that are bringing in this divine energy and then guiding all the spiritual people on the path to trust whatever message they're getting is to follow that, and that will be helpful for them to be in alignment with the battle that is going on right now. So either you can be in the front lines, and some people want to be that, they want to feel that energy of Muruga and just rock with it and just, you know, go with all that fighting energy, the spiritual warrior fighting energy, the power, they need to. That's their they resonate with that. That's their natural way of being. There's other people who will just be the ones, hey, let's go here, and we will be, supporting the people energetically speaking, and also strategy wise or whatever, from a advisory type perspective, or leading behind the front lines, away from it, because they have to see the big picture. So we need people there too. So, and anywhere in between. I'm just using it, the army, as a metaphor or something that you can relate to, because that's how it is. You will automatically choose what energy that resonates with you will be woken up, and then the sign will be given to you from the divine, your highest self that you want to participate now. It's not to say next time around when Skandashasti is happening, or even throughout this Skandashasti, you might change from a higher perspective to the front lines, to this, to that, and the other thing in between. So, and then one more thing about the veil is to pierce it with a lime or a lemon. So take a lime or a lemon and take the, if you can't pierce it with the veil, your copper veil, then take a little bit, a knife, and make a cut mark, a little slice into the lime or the lemon, and then shove the veil in there. And that, just leave it there on a plate, and you can have it in your meditation room, or if you have a picture of Muruga or the image of a veil, or a statue, you can in your puja room or your meditation room, your sacred space, you just can leave it there and then change it every day. And then that will be really helpful for a symbolic gesture of how you can participate in this battle that's going on with the good and not so good forces. Let's just say it that way. Some people like to say they're evil. That's fine too. Evil is just live spelled backwards, right? So, thanks for sharing about your experience with today's meditation, Janice, and also about the Pink Lotus. I love that there is this divine government going on. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, or anyone else want to ask a question about? For those of you who don't know how to jump on, it's *6. If you want to ask a question or share an experience. There's also other things you can do at home. Is you chant the mantra Saravanabhava. I think I know there's audios that are available, or tracks, downloads of the mantra on YouTube, so it's free. You can also purchase one for minimum amount MP3 wise on Palai Center. So you can get that, it's under downloads. And then just play that for the 6 nights. You can join the Enlightened Warrior program, it's a fabulous program. You can join the Miracle School program. That's an incredible program going on right now. Hello?
Hi. Sarita, it's Germaine. How are you?
Hey, Germaine. How are you?
Good. I like the part where you said to just when you're quiet, like Muruga, what do you have to tell me? Or even Lakshmi, what did you have to tell me? That was really powerful in this meditation. That's what I thought.
Did you get a sense?
I didn't get a specific sense, because I'm driving and I'm not so settled. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, it was like I could feel the presence, and I thought, I need to practice that more in my daily life. It's really good. I really, really like that,
Oh, good.
So, very, very helpful, and I have that course, the Muruga thing, for the 6 days, and every day there's something to listen to. I've done that for the last 2 years, and I really like that Maruga. It's, like, so powerful to do that, you know. And it's like, you know, and the whole idea, even when I woke up this morning, it's like I'm asking Ganesh to open my heart, you know, just open my heart, open my heart. And, you know, it's just great to even know that these beings exist and they're in our life. And my life is improving and good things are happening and I'm excited.
Oh, fantastic. Now, when you say about the Enlightened Warrior Program, so you got it a couple of years ago, and then every Skanda Shasti, you're
you can use it because it's in my I might have had to get it again last year. I don't remember what, but it's like I have it, and like I already been through it, so I like that time with Maruga, you know, because mm-hmm. a lot of times even during the Mars Hora, right? It's like just knowing some of those mantras and those techniques, you can just kind of do them during that period of time because Maruga is, apparently is the one who can solve all your problems in an instant, you know? So that's a really good connection to have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, like
I didn't know about putting, I didn't know about putting the veil into a lemon or a lime. That's brand new to me. So that was,
Yeah. Try that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just stick it in, right? You just stick it in.
Yeah, you can say the mantras and then you just take the veil and it absorbs all the challenges that you're facing or all the negative energies, or because when you hold on to that veil, all that stuff will get activated in you. It's kind of like this will activate or bring to your attention or to your thoughts some chakra that's not vibrating, or there's some stuck feeling, or there's some congested confusion in your thinking process, or you have a memory that is popped up out of nowhere. So you take that veil and hold it in your right hand, you know, and you just imagine it activating all that. So it kind of triggers it to the surface and says, hey, this is what's in you. And then you take the veil and shove it into the lime or the lemon and say, well, here you go. You be the surrogate. And then after a day, you can take the lime or the lemon and throw it out. Rinse the veil off. Before you even put the veil in or take it in your hand, you can do an abhishekam, as you know. That can be just water, hydrating it with water, or if you know, rinsing it with putting some milk or some juice. Other people put yogurt, ghee. You know, they do the full kind of abhishekam to it. Whatever you want. It's totally up to you. But minimum, rinse it off with water.
And then
hold on to it, because you're activating it with the water. You're hydrating it with the water. Hydrogen is God. So we want to hydrate this connection to you and this divine object that represents so many things. It also represents the goddess energy. You know, his mom, Maruga's mom, gave the veil to him. And he just said, okay, well, what am I going to do with this? And she said, well, just wait a second, son. Let me put the Shakti
in. Is that Parvati? Who's his mom?
Parvati, yeah. Parvati. So you can also think of clean the energy of Parvati going into the veil as well. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of hidden layers that piece by piece we've been introduced to these archetypes and their mantras and their sacred objects, but now we're putting the whole picture together. So we have this connection or connecting the dots within our own consciousness, how it all fits together. We're not separate entities from all these other entities. The whole mosaic comes together, collage, or the picture, or the scene, you know, and we access it every day, even if we're only focusing maybe on one archetype, and then that gets revealed archetype gets revealed.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Sucharita.
Welcome.
I'm really looking forward to this 6 days. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks Enjoy. Very much. That knowledge is really terrific.
Okay. Enjoy.
Bye.
Thank you. Anyone else? Questions, comments? You just need to press *6 if you want to share an experience or ask a question. So YouTube has really great free videos. All you need to do is put Palai Center into the search, and then in that search you can put Muruga or even Skanda Shasti. If you go on to the Astrovet blog or to our blog, Sundays with Sucharita, there are links that have free stuff that you can also find out more about. And the more you read about these archetypes, especially during Skanda Shasti, Lord Muruga, then the more you will understand that awaken that intelligence or energy within you. And then that will start to, if you can't afford it, it will start to make you to make decisions about what path are you on, the path of worry and anxiety or poverty consciousness, like I don't have, or are you on the path of, all right, this is my higher education. I don't have the education to get me out of my situation, whether it's health, relationship, finances, and so on. So I need to invest in a higher education, meaning a higher intelligence, meaning the divine, wake it up inside of you. And when you invest in that, then you put value on it. And whenever you value or invest in your divine path or your spiritual path, then you will get a millionfold in return. You cannot pay for miracles that will show up. You wouldn't know what to pay for them. You would just think, this is, I don't even know what the value of this is beyond the money I've invested. And I'm not saying it in the way as I always do, say to each and every one. I participate in everything. My investments bring reaps of benefits for not only myself, but for others. So it to me, it's like I wouldn't get a return on investment in other things as I have in the 20 years being on this path with Dr. Palai. I couldn't dream of it. So to actually live heaven on earth consciousness in the earth plane as it is right now, that's not an easy thing to do. Like, where do you begin? And that's why we have these calls together, is to say, hey, something called you here. So this is the place to be. And then you just can get some intelligence, some information, and that might light something up inside of you or light the path up in your life that you need to do next. And Dr. Palai has been so gracious to give so many free things out. So why not grab onto them and keep doing them until that money manifests that you can go and put, you know, maybe go on a trip to India. I can't believe there's so many people who are, this year, they're just like ahead of time, okay, I got to put this in my schedule, and I got to put it in my budget. I have to go. I'm being called to go. I need my karma to be changed. I've tried so much, and I've spent almost as much money that I would in this trip. So I need to stop that bleed in my life, that monetary bleed, because it's going nowhere. I don't see the benefits. But I hear from so many people that they have been benefited by going. So I'm going to go. So they're on their way. And not only that, they're going to go and do their naughty and get the remedies done while they're there, because they're going all the way thousands of miles. So do it all at once. So they tie on a couple of days extra to do the remedies before or after the birthday trip. So these are the things that we know can really help us, and they help others. So if that's something that resonates with you, you'll be called to do it. Nobody can tell you or force you or, I don't know, do, what do they call that, marketing, guerrilla marketing. You can't, I guess that wakes some people up, but, you can't be feared into it. You know, you can feel something coming up, and for most of us, it feels like fear or to push back. But then you have to just sit with it and say, okay, if this is for real, which Dr. Ply is pushing into our consciousness now, these archetypes are for real. He's really serious about it. Like, the world is ready for the archetypes to come and intervene, because the rest of what's going on is like a circus. It's not just because I'm saying it, and he's saying it. It is. It's crazy that we're killing each other for power, for what? For glory, for fame, for money, for... We can have all that without harming. So there has to be... And why is it that you're waking up to that, and lots of millions and millions of people are waking up to it now? Because the archetypes are real. And they are just saying, we have to intervene, because you're going to all kill yourselves. You're going to blow yourselves up. You're going to cause nuclear war. You know what they see, I have on the internet now? My God. Buy your own bunkers. How to make a, in case a nuclear, we get into apocalyptic. Why are they pumping that into the consciousness? Is that what they're ready to do? My God, like, this total freak show. And I'm not being tongue-in-cheek. It's just crazy. You know, it's a crazy information that is being pumped in, and it doesn't have to be our reality. The divine can come in and just wipe that out of people's consciousness in an instant. Just like it did, they've written in the scriptures and in the sacred secret texts that have been revealed now during the time of Christ. Everyone who was present at the time that he was crucified and then rose up from the dead, everyone in that region experienced miracles. Forgiveness was pervading the consciousness of the people, and they were, those who had harmed had just turned their consciousness around and said, my God, only God can save me. So that's what we need. We are able to, if you can, just do what it is that you can do to call on these archetypes, and then you can get more support as you go along. And everybody is ready at their own time. And like all of us who've been studying with Dr. Plein, who've been in various programs and remedies and trips and seminars over the years, we know what we can do and what we can't do. We can't push the universe. If you're not ready to plug into a big vortex of energy, then you just know that you blow up and you're not ready to do it. So you got to calibrate yourself, or you've got to get some more cleansing done, or clear the energy out that's blocking you from completely connecting. It's like, you know, when we always use the analogy, when you're tuning in a radio station, you can tune in and you can hear a bit, but then there's static and it's just horrible to listen to, right? But then once you fine-tune and you get a good reception, then it's beautiful, clear, crystal clear. The message is crystal clear and the experience is wonderful. Just like you can be connected to Wi-Fi, right? But if you have dial-up, or if you have high-speed internet connection, this is going to make a big difference, right? So just because you have Wi-Fi set up on your phone or your laptop or your computer doesn't mean that you're going to get a good connection. So how do you bump that connection up? Is you've got to raise your level of intelligence, your spiritual intelligence, because the human intelligence is limited. And as I take a sigh, I can't even say anything. We already know, and it's not even, it doesn't help to feed that storyline. Yes, it's going on for sure. But does it mean that you have to immerse your consciousness in it? No, you don't. You immerse your, it's better that you take your time, money, and energy and put it into the divine. Building the divine consciousness within you. And then that will be your guiding force or guiding light or give you direction. And will you be controlling it? No, you won't. Not from the human perspective. Your higher perspective will control it, in the sense that it will be not, you will feel that when it pushed back, it pushes back or pushes you forward. It says, hey, there's something in you says, hey, I've never heard about this piercing the lemon thing before. We've said piercing the lemon thing, the spear in the lemon and lime, lots of times. But when it penetrates the consciousness, that is the perfect timing for that person to receive that message. It's been written in a lot of places. It's been shared in the YouTubes and other programs as well. And we may have heard it at that time. And I'm not saying, oh, you didn't hear it. Here's what happened to me just 2 days ago. I was on a call, and I was introducing and opening the call. And I said, welcome to, I think it was a mystery school. Yeah, it was a Friday night. And it's late for me, like 10 o'clock, and then it's going to go till 12:30, something like that, after midnight. And so I introduce the call, and I say the date. And so I, first of all, mess up on the month. I mess up on the day, and I completely messed up on the year. Nobody said anything to me. What was going on with my consciousness? Because I was listening to it afterwards. Because I have to send the recording over to our technical team and then they upload it to the site. And I was just listening to the introduction to make sure that it was playing. I never listened to the whole thing. But just to make sure that the recording got downloaded and I can just delete it from my computer and send it over. Or send it over before I delete it from my computer. So that was the beginning of the message. It was just scrambled. And I thought, what is going on there? And, was it a mistake? Absolutely. Was I totally out of it? Yeah, when I look back on it, I was scrambling. I wasn't present. I wasn't, even though I was reading on my computer screen, 10 October 28th, 2016, the words that were coming out were not anything like that. So that's why I'm saying that there can be, we can think we're saying something, or we can think we're listening to something, but some other force that's beyond our intelligence comes in and messes stuff up. So is that good or bad, or we feel good or bad or stupid or whatever? That's what Dr. Plyce says. Those are stupid thoughts that are there. You know, so forget about it. But then I hope someone writes to me and says, oh, Citrita, you said the wrong date. I'll say, hey, you're alert. Good for you. I did that on purpose. Hee, hee, hee. I'm telling you guys here because you're in a different program. Right? But that's how life is that we think we're saying or we think we're hearing information that is correct. But think again and again and again, but not from a human perspective. You have to go beyond and say, what was that all about? There's some other force that has interfered. And I'm not tuned in. I might be have a Wi-Fi connection, but I don't have the right speed of intelligence coming in to make the things go faster and the information get distributed. All right. Well, it looks like no one wants to share or interrupt. So let's wrap it up. And then if you want to, you can jump over to the Miracle School Month of Miracle calls that are happening on Sundays. This is the second last Sunday. The next Sunday will be next Sunday. Or maybe there's two more. I think it goes till like the 13th or the 15th of November. And then you can join those daily calls that are going over the time shaktis in the morning. We post that information to our blog or the link to it, and then you can call in. So that, I'm going to jump over there now to just grab on to the last half hour or so of chanting the Mula Mantra with the community there. And it's a really powerful way to get connected to higher intelligence. Just bathe in it for a bit. And then that will help to destroy those dark forces that are going to make us to say stuff or do stuff that, what? We didn't mean to say that or do that. So bring in that intelligence and push that, make our protection barrier that much greater at this point in time. That's a sign that we need extra protection. So you can call into that conference and then we'll see you there. Have a great Skanda Shasti. Thank you so much for sharing, the people who did. And then we'll see you next Sunday. Might be catching the tail end of Skanda Shasti. But we'll hopefully hear from others who had some experiences that they want to share and that will help uplift others. So take care. God bless. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.